Alice Cooper's coming to town soon, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
oh,
with Deep Purple.
Always a fun concert. I've seen Alice in concert play 5-6 times. Always fun. Always kills himself, you know?
Yeah.
And, you never know how. Electrocution, guillotine. I mean, he's an inventive guy.
For a long time in the 70s, when he was doing his first stage shows, the person who killed him on stage was my friend James Randi, the Amazing Randi.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was part of the show.
And now I think it's his daughter, Calico Cooper, who kills her dad every night. So good for them. It's a good family.
No family issues there.
No.
How could there be? This is how you know your weekend is underway when we play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 60 days, come on and play with us right now. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or star KTRS from your smartphone. Before we get to the contestants today, I got a very, very nice email from a listener by the name of Tiffany, who works at the WashU School of Medicine, who said, hi, Paul, I wanted to let you know that the Harris Challenge has been a big part of my life for as long as I can remember. My dad would pick me up from college on the weekend, and we had to time leaving around what we call the challenge. We either had to listen to it in my apartment, or we had to race out to the car in time to hear it while driving home. When I lived out of range of the station, I would listen to it streaming on the KTRS website. Now that I'm married, I listen to the Harris Challenge every Friday, and if my husband dares to talk through it, I promptly shush him. This is what completes my week. I even have your number at the station programmed on my phone for the times I try to call in to play the Harris Challenge. My dad won in January this year, and it was so neat. I'm very sad to hear about the fate of your show and the Harris Challenge being up in the air after Frank leaves on September 14th. Can you tell us what's in store for you next? My family and I would gladly follow you to your next engagement and hope very much this isn't the end of your show and the Harris Challenge. Well, Tiffany, those are very, very kind words, and I really appreciate that. And I've heard from several other people expressing similar sentiments. And the answer is I don't have anything to tell you right now other than Frank has announced that he's going to be leaving on September 14th. I have not announced when I am leaving, or if I'm leaving, or what's going to happen. But if I stop doing the radio show, capital I, capital F, if I stop doing the radio show, I am going to try to find a way to keep the Harris Challenge going, at least on my website, which is harrisonline.com. So stay tuned, Tiffany, as you have through all these years, and I will keep you posted on that.
Everybody's got an announcement.
But I don't have an announcement. That's it. My announcement is I have no announcement, but when I do, I'll announce it. It'll be probably sometime in the next few weeks. In the meantime, let's play today's Harris Challenge, where you compete for fabulous prizes, chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay, the prize man.
Or today, the substitute prize man, Tim Weiland.
That's right.
We get to that kind of stuff. That's right. We have, here's what we've got. We've got a pair of lawn seats to El Monstero, which is happening on August 26th, Friday, at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Also have a pair of tickets that you can get for the Church Basement Ladies at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Also have tickets for the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville on North Belt West.
That's right. Skyview Drive-In sponsors the Harris Challenge. They do double features on two different screens seven nights a week all summer long. Tonight, screen one, Annabelle Creation and Dunkirk, and on screen two, The Dark Tower and Spider-Man Homecoming. Those are the movies that will be playing there for the next week at the Skyview Drive-In on North Belt West in Belleville. And that's your choice of prizes. However, if you get all the questions in your category right, we call it a clean sweep and give you a bonus prize.
That's right, and you get a certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester and Baldwin. Go to Candice's.com. Net. Plus, Breezy Buddy cooling pillow, like a travel pillow with a fan inside. Great for women having hot flashes or guys that just want to cool down.
You're laughing, but they actually sell a lot to women going through menopause.
I'm telling you, they do. BreezyBuddy.com.
All right. Those are the prizes for the Harris Challenge. Let's meet our first contestant today. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Welcome to the show. And everybody who gets in as a contestant on the Harris Challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead and exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
I would love to, but I have nothing to gain. I'll echo Tiffany's thoughts on a somewhat lesser scale.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Let's He'll miss out. You, but not that much.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, my father and I didn't rush out of our dorm rooms. Other than that, I agree.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We're going going to have five contestants. There will be five categories, but only three of them are going to pop up right now that you get to choose from, Larry. Led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two is movies about meteors, because people are talking about the solar eclipse coming up in 10 days. Tomorrow night is the annual Perseid meteor shower, which is the one that has the most shooting stars of any all year long. Happens the middle of August every year. So that's one of the categories you can choose. Or the third category is the late, great Glenn Campbell.
Let's go with Glenn Campbell.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. You need 8 points or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Midwestern town did Glenn Campbell once own the Glenn Campbell Good Time Theater?
Branson.
Correct. In what movie did he co-star with John Wayne?
Pass.
He got his big TV break when he was offered a summer replacement series produced by which comedy team of two brothers?
The Smothers Brothers.
Correct. As a member of the Wrecking Crew, which of these classic songs did Glenn Campbell not play guitar on? You've Lost That Love and Feeling, Stop in the Name of Love, or Mr. Tambourine Man?
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Stop in the Name of Love. Which member of the Beach Boys did Glenn Campbell fill in for as bass player and singer on a 1964 tour?
Brian Wilson.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. In what movie did he co-star with John Wayne? That movie was called True Grit. And by the way, he did play on You've Lost That Love and Feeling and Mr. Tambourine Man. I once asked Roger McGuinn how come the band that he was with, the Byrds, didn't play on it. He said, because the Wrecking Crew were better musicians than we were. And as for Stop in the Name of Love, that was a Motown song, so the house band there was called the Funk Brothers, not the Wrecking Crew.
You could tell Larry was listening to the show earlier. You gave him the answer earlier about Brian Wilson.
that's correct. He just didn't hear me talking about True Grit. So let's see how you did here. You got all the even-numbered ones, 1 plus 3 plus 5. You got all the odd-numbered ones, 1 plus 3 plus 5. That's 9 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations, Larry.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hang on. Tim will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll go on to our second contestant today. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, to my three kids and also to you, so you can keep the Harris Challenge going online if it doesn't work out on air.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Which category would you like, Kathy? We have You Been Paying Attention, Movies About Meteors, or Tower Trivia?
Tower Trivia. Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Is somebody playing with you today, Kathy?
No, it's just me.
Okay. Sounded like you were whispering to somebody who might help you.
I just was saying how nervous I am.
Oh, okay. Everything's fine. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Here we go.
You don't bite?
No, I don't bite at all.
Okay.
I might punish, but I don't bite.
Uh-oh, that's right.
60 seconds on the clock, Kathy. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
What kind of animal made a guest appearance at Busch Stadium this week?
A cat.
Yeah, the kitten that was the rally cat.
Yep.
Which former late-night host has signed a deal with Netflix for a new show next year?
David Letterman.
Correct. This week in New York, on two consecutive nights, Bill Murray went to see the Broadway musical version of what movie that he starred in?
Groundhog Day?
Correct. Which company fired an engineer who wrote a memo criticizing its diversity program, saying women may be unsuited for tech jobs?
Google.
Correct. Which company announced it will pull its content from Netflix and begin ramping up its own streaming video services?
Disney.
What were you nervous about, Kathy? You got them all right.
I got them all right.
You got the clean sweep, so you not only get your choice of prizes, you get the bonus prizes as well. Nicely done.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thank you very much for playing. And let's move on to our third contestant now. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Am I coming in clear? Because this is my first time on a speakerphone. I have an i4 phone now.
Well, congratulations. Yes, you're coming in mighty clear. And let's choose the categories now. You have movies about meteors, Tower Trivia, or our new third category, TV shows that killed off characters.
I'll go with the third one, I believe.
The TV show category?
Tiffany, that email that you got, I'm going to miss you, too, on Friday. I'll find you someplace.
Well, stay tuned. I'll let you know, and I'll certainly have announcements on harrisonline.com as well.
very good.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate the support. TV shows that killed off categories is the that killed off characters is the category. We're doing this because there's a Kevin James show now called Kevin Can Wait that's killing off his wife, who's played by Erin Hayes, and they're bringing in his old wife, Leah Remini, as the romantic interest. So this is about other shows that killed off characters while they were on the air.
I'll give it a shot.
60 seconds on the clock, Michael. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose MASH character was killed off when the actor asked to be let out of his contract in the show's third season?
Larry Lindo. I don't know. Pass.
Pass on that. What was the name of George Costanza's fiance who died after licking toxic envelopes?
I just saw that episode. Pass.
Which star of Two and a Half Men had his character crushed by a piano after railing publicly against the show's creator, Chuck Lorre?
No idea.
Chose the category of your own free will, Michael. Here's a four-pointer. What was the name of John Goodman's character on Roseanne who died of a heart attack?
John Goodman. No, wait. Dan.
You want to go to the five-pointer?
It's Dan.
On what show was John Amos's character, James Evans, killed because the actor had major creative differences with the producers?
Well, this is way too complicated. I thought it was Steven Spielberg.
None of the correct answers here is Steven Spielberg. It was McLean Stevenson as Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake killed off on MASH. Susan Ross was George Costanza's fiance. Chuck Lorre was the star, Charlie Sheen, rather, was the star of Two and a Half Men with his tiger blood. Dan Connor was the name of John Goodman's character on Roseanne. And John Amos was on Good Times. He did not like that there was so much emphasis on Jimmy J.J. Kid Dynamite Walker. So, Michael, you got 0 points, and that means I have to punish you.
I got Dean, though, Paul.
Yeah, but still, I have to punish you. It's federal law. We're a federally licensed facility, and I have to do this. So,
I understand.
Next week will mark the 40th anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. And I don't know about you, but when I think of Elvis, I think of Scandinavian Elvis impersonator Eilert Pilarm. Here we go. Mr. Tempo. Sing it now, Eilert.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm meek like a man of 33. My friends are united in the choir, that's my book. I'm alone, I'm all shook up.
Even with a pre-recorded track, you can't get it right. Michael, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
You're very welcome. All right, let's meet our fourth contestant for today, and that's going to be you, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Tell you what, just good luck to everybody on the Mega Millions and Powerball.
Okay.
Hopefully it comes from our area.
Okay. Hopefully you'll remember to buy a ticket.
Exactly.
movies about meteors or tower trivia?
Wow. movies about meteors.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not star in the 1979 movie Meteor? Elliot Gould, Natalie Wood, or Sean Connery?
Natalie Wood.
Elliot Gould. Which 1998 Meteor movie starred Bruce Willis, Billy Bob Thornton, and Ben Affleck?
Armageddon.
Correct. Which 1998 Meteor movie starred Morgan Freeman as the president?
Independence Day.
Deep Impact. Which of these did not appear in the 1993 movie The Meteor Man? James Earl Jones, Don Cheadle, or Kadeem Hardison?
Don Cheadle.
Kadeem Hardison. Which West Coast city was bombarded by meteors in the 2010 TV movie Meteor Storm?
West Coast, Los Angeles.
It was San Francisco. By the way, I would just love to have been the booth announcer on that TV network promoting tonight, Meteor Storm. 8 o'clock, 7 Central on ABC. Scott, you got 2 points for Armageddon, and this completes your scoring. So I'm sorry to tell you I had to punish you as well. If only we could hear a different Elvis song performed by the world's greatest Elvis impersonator, Eilert Pilarm.
You nothing but a hand dog, crying all the time.
You're not but a handsome crying all the time. Well, you're never called friends, I'm no friend of mine.
Yeah, what?
Sounds like Jackie Chan.
You know, we shouldn't be putting this guy down. He did sell enough records that one of them went lead. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
Now let's meet our fifth contestant for the Harris Challenge today. And that's you, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, you know, yesterday I actually had some beautiful granite kitchen countertops put in by a place called Titan Granite, and they were wonderful to work with. The owner himself even talked to me, and they came today and put it in, and it looks absolutely beautiful. So it's Titan Granite. They did a great job.
How much of a discount did they promise you for this mention on the air?
Hopefully 100%. I'll have to call back there Monday, I guess.
I'm sure it's 100%. In fact, you know what? Ask them for 110%.
I might do that. I just might do that.
All right, Don, one category left, and it is tower trivia.
I guess I'm going to go with tower trivia.
Good choice, Don. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which world-famous tower has 72 names of French scientists, engineers, and other notable people engraved on it?
The Eiffel Tower.
Of course. In what U.S. city would you find the 1,149-foot stratosphere, the tallest tower west of the Mississippi?
I'm going to say Vegas.
Correct. Which famous tower is guarded by the Yeoman Warders?
Yeoman Warders. I will go with the Tower of London.
That is correct. In what state did a man open fire from a tower on a college campus on August 1st, 1966, killing 16 people?
Texas.
It was the University of Texas. Now for the clean sweep, Don. Which Asian country is home to the tallest tower in the world, the 2,080-foot-high Sky Tree?
I am going to guess Dubai.
It is Japan. No, Don, you didn't get the clean sweep, but you got 10 points for your choice of the other prizes and our everlasting thanks for playing.
Thank you so much, Paul. It was great.
You're welcome. Hang on, and Tim will give you the details on how you get your prizes, and we will regroup next Friday for another shot at the Harris Challenge. You can find the archives on my website, harrisonline.com, or just join us next Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.